All right, I thought I'd start by addressing the dog collars. I've been getting a lot of questions recently about the dog collars hanging up in all the guys' lockers, all the defensive players in the locker room. And the story behind it is, as a defensive staff, we got together during training camp, and we wanted to develop a unique way to keep reinforcing playing like a Brown. It was a huge part of what we wanted to do in the offseason when it came to evaluating our players. It's something that we preach to those guys constantly. So what we came up with that was unique to the dog pound was to give each player a dog collar, and those guys would be rewarded for plays on the field with a bone for every time they did something that we considered a play like a Brown play. It's not necessarily something that shows up in the stat sheet. It doesn't have to be a great play. It could be a 30-yard gain where a defensive lineman chases down the running back and it's just an exceptional effort play. So I think that the players have bought into it. I hear them talking about it on the sideline. I hear them talking about it in the meeting rooms. It's gotten competitive. We're going to give them a midseason report here next week to see who's in the lead, and it's hopefully going to be a good tradition for us defensively moving forward. We haven't. This is the first time we've done something like this since I've been in the NFL. I mean, obviously, stuff like this is more common in college, but we felt as a staff that, you know, we had worked so hard to ingrain play like a Brown with our guys and what that meant to us, we needed to find a way to continue to reinforce it throughout the season. You know what? I couldn't tell you. I told the guys I don't want to know until this time next week. And then we'll announce the top three. And, you know, I'm sure there's guys in the locker room kind of eyeballing other guys' collars to see who's got the most tags on it. So those guys might have a better feel for it right now than I do. They argue sometimes in the with their position coaches. The position coaches have final say. As they're grading the tape, they'll put, you know, PLB, circle it, highlight it so they can see it on their grade sheets. And if there's a play that happens where they feel like they've given an exceptional effort or have taken two blocks at the point of attack or something, they'll argue for it sometimes. It's a good thing. It's become competitive. I mean, he's one of the best in our group. So, I mean, Dansby's a guy that loves football. You know, I think Carlos is one of those guys that would play for free. I mean, everything that he does in his life is built around becoming a better athlete, a better football player, the way he studies, the way he prepares, the leadership qualities he possesses. I'm fired up that he came here to be a Cleveland Brown. I know we said it in the offseason. We tried to recruit him when we were in Buffalo. So he's a guy that we've admired from afar for a long time and a guy that we knew would be a great fit in our system. So I don't see that at all. Yeah, when we played against Mike last year, you know, when he was a rookie in the league, big quarterback. He's got a really strong arm. He looks a lot more comfortable out there than he did last year. He's obviously got those two real big receivers on the outside. You know, V-Jax has been doing it for a long time. He's a very good receiver, and then you know they got the new rookie who's starting to come on for him. They present problems on deep balls down the sideline. I think it's hard to say you're just going to press those guys all the time. You probably need to play them more from off, and you know, take away some of the deep ball stuff or discourage them from throwing that. But our DBs know that they're going to be in for a physical fight on Sunday afternoon. I don't want to say we're hanging on. Like I said, we were happy about our D-line depth heading into the season. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to, you know, roll the same three guys out there every single week. But, you know, we'll get Billy Wynn back this week. You know, he's a guy that we had penciled in as a starter, you know, heading into the season. You know, it was unfortunate to lose John. I mean, he was probably one of the best of the bunch with the way he was playing against the run and pushing the pocket in the pass game. But I know you guys are probably hearing it, and I know Pet says it all the time. It's next man up, and we're not getting any sympathy cards in the mail. So those guys have been warriors for us. They're going to continue to get better, and the three guys that we trot out there, or the two guys based on the package, they know they got to execute at a high level. I mean, we feel like, you know, our corners aren't small, you know, and I like the leaping ability of all of our corners. So our guys are going to be our guys. It's not like all of a sudden we're going to train Mingo and put him out of corner so he can jump with these guys. But like I said, just mixing the looks and doing some stuff, you know, that it should help him, and we'll be all right. Everything and more. I mean, he really has. I mean, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, consistently right around 10 tackles a game. I think he's made two huge impact plays in two of our wins. I think that the fumble was obviously a turning point in that Oakland game. I think the tackle on Le'Veon Bell in the Pittsburgh game down on the goal line was a huge play. And that was a turning point in that game, not allowing them to get in for a touchdown in the low red zone. So he's an enforcer. We haven't seen as many in-breaking routes as the season's gone on. So, you know, his presence out there makes offenses think about what they want to do schematically. He's a guy that has learned multiple positions for us. He can play deep safety. He can play low safety. He can get up and blitz as a dime linebacker. So the way he helps other guys prepare and the leader that he is in the room has been awesome. I think he's learning how to be a pro. He's taking the coaching from the practice field to the game field, and he's playing with more confidence. He's having fun with his teammates. So, you know, like we talked about, you know, I know everybody hates the word process, but when you get a young corner in this league, especially in our system, it's hard. It's very hard. And Justin's done a nice job, and he's strung together two or three good weeks of practice now, and he's played solid the past 2 weeks. So we just need to continue to make sure he's going in the right direction. It's a great story. You know, I don't know if I need to get into all that now, but you know, he showed up in the tryout mini camp. You know, we weren't able to go give money to any rookie free agent guys that didn't get drafted, because we drafted two of them, and Justin and Pierre. And Jeff Hafley, Bobby Babich, and Aaron Glenn did a great job finding Robert Nelson and Kaywan Williams. And there were two guys that came in here for free. It was almost like a walk-on in college. And they both kind of earned their way onto the roster. And with Kaywan, he just continued to get better throughout the spring. He worked his butt off when we were on break throughout the summer. You saw it in training camp. You saw it in the preseason, and then just as in the season, as practice went on and on and on, we felt comfortable putting him out there. And it was hard early because we had Isaiah Trufant here, who was taking the bulk of the reps at nickel, and unfortunately, True got hurt, so that created an opportunity for Kaywan during the preseason to kind of show his skill set and what he could do in the system. But I'm glad he's a Brown. I mean, I think he's a heck of a football player, and he's got a great career ahead of him. Yeah, I mean, the statistics are unbelievable as far as win-loss if you can end up the game in the plus category. So the more we can take the ball away and our offense keeps not giving it away, our chances for winning go way up. And you know, our guys, we really have been stressing the past couple weeks attacking the football. Especially in the run game, you know, the second and third guy in. I thought we did a great job with that throughout OTAs and training camp. We didn't do a great job of it in the beginning of the season, and we're kind of getting back to that. So that's something that's obviously helping. We got three footballs out this past week, which is huge. So the guys are taking coaching, they're listening, and they're trying to emphasize on the game field what the coaches are emphasizing in the meeting rooms. I mean, we have different packages up every week. You know, we try to roll them to keep multiple guys involved. That package was probably utilized a little bit more than what we thought it was, just because how the game went, and it became a pass-happy game towards the end. But Paul, Jabal, Krugs, Dez, all those guys have been disruptive. You know, we always say sacks come in bunches. You know, you're a half a step away, you're a half a step away, you're a half a step away. This time, that half a step led to three sacks for Paul. You know, this week it could be Jabal, it could be Mingo. I think those guys are really starting to play well together. Anthony Weaver and Brian Fleury are doing a great job with that unit. And I just think as they get more comfortable in the system and we get more comfortable with them, we'll be able to use their skill set better, and those guys will be able to play better. Just speaking about Paul this past week, you know, I think, you know, one of the sacks was a blitz where they cut him loose, the big hit on the quarterback. And then one of his sacks, he beat a tackle. And then his last sack showed his versatility to be able to slide inside as a defensive tackle and beat a guard. That makes it hard on offenses, because if you're trying to take a particular guy out of the pass game by chipping him or double teaming him, us being able to move a guy around like that and create one-on-one blocks usually is a benefit for us.